Indiana conservation officers are investigating the death of a Gary man, 22-year-old Jalen Robinson, who was recovered from Lake Michigan Sunday evening after being reported missing near Marquette Park Beach in Lake County. A press release from the Department of Natural Resources said shortly after 8 p.m., a plane from the Lake County Sheriff's Aviation Unit located the man, who appeared to be unresponsive in the water. Other first responders were given the location by the helicopter, and the man was recovered. Life-saving efforts were begun, and the victim was transported to a local hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. The DNR said their preliminary investigation indicated that Robinson and two friends had been swimming and jumping into the waves when they lost their footing and drifted into deeper water. The two friends made it back to shore, but the victim did not resurface. There was a motorcycle crash in the Wheatfield area around 10:30 Sunday night, injuring the operator. Jasper County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Brandon Napier has more information from the preliminary investigation about the 44-year-old driver.
Thomas Orton of Wheatfield was traveling on County Road 1000 North west of County Road 200 West when, for an unknown reason, he lost control over his 2008 Harley-Davidson Electra motorcycle and he wrecked it in the gravel portion of the roadway. Thomas was found not to have a helmet on, and he did suffer a head injury. He was then transported to a local hospital by the Wheatfield Ambulance Service.
Hammond police said 33-year-old Gilbert Eatman of that city fired multiple shots at officers from inside his residence last Thursday. A family member had contacted law enforcement and stated the accused had been acting erratically, threatening self-harm, and became confrontational and aggressive. Authorities tried talking to Eatman on the telephone before going to the apartment on a wellness check of the man. Officers stated the man fired multiple rounds through the doorway and adjoining wall toward them. Gilbert Eatman was preliminarily charged with 3 counts of attempted murder and had his first court appearance yesterday. The Indiana Election Division showed 1,043 candidates are now seeking school board positions around Indiana for the November general election. Candidates seeking these positions may choose to list their political party or may refrain from having a party designation next to their name on the ballot. Nearly half of those candidates, 515, chose not to have a political affiliation by their name. Republicans made up the next number, 379, followed by 75 independents and 66 Democrats. 8 people seeking a school board position filed with a third party. The bill in the Senate creating this law in 2025 was approved 26-24 and 62-29 in the House. Supporters say the law makes school board selections more transparent, while critics state that it places politics into choices that shouldn't be there. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.